Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, broadcasting today from the studios of WNED and WBFO in Buffalo, New York. Nestled here by the inland sea of Lake Erie, part of the much larger Great Lakes system, which stretches from Lake Superior and Duluth to Lake Michigan and Chicago to Detroit on Lake Huron, Cleveland and Toledo, back to Buffalo, continuing along the St. Lawrence Seaway all the way to the Atlantic Ocean. Big cities, big industry, big pollution problems means big cleanup problems. And there are worries as people in this region look at the Trump budget proposal released earlier this year, where the president calls for steep cuts to the EPA and other agencies charged with protecting the environment, cuts that could amount to a loss of $300 million in annual funding for cleanup of the Great Lakes. The region and its mighty lakes supply 46 million jobs and make up roughly 28% of combined U.S. and Canadian economic activity. Dave Rosenthal is the managing editor for Great Lakes Today, and he's been following this very, very closely. Dave, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me on, John.
So the Great Lakes are great, but the restoration project is also a huge deal from here on the eastern side all the way to the western side. What's at stake here if the budget gets zeroed out at the EPA?
Well, there are lots of things that people are worried about here. Part of it is the cuts to the EPA because people wonder if they'll be able to enforce the clean air and water regulations. They're also worried about space programs that give us climate change information. But as you mentioned, the big one is this $300 million a year, which funds lots of different projects all around the region. All these areas have been degraded by industrial development over the years, and people see that the restoration, this $300 million, is a way to restore the lakes and also bring back the economy here. It gives us sort of a second chance after the industry left from the big Rust Belt days. It's a second chance now to sort of turn the economy around.
Tell me about the linkage between the lakes and the economy now, because we all remember the sort of Edmund Fitzgerald, the iron freighters, and the shipping traffic on the lakes, which is the traditional notion of its economic value. But there's a lot a different notion of that today.
Yeah, one good example is you take the Buffalo River, which was a river that was declared dead. It runs through Buffalo into Lake Erie, and it had been sort of a dumping ground for industry, like Muskegon Lake and a lot of other areas all
Cuyahoga
around.
Cuyahoga in Cleveland.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Right. It's very similar, like from any city, Toledo, Cleveland. Now they've restored them. They've cleaned up a lot of the sediment, a lot of the pollution, and it's brought back development along the shoreline. So now if you drive down the Buffalo River, you see new apartments going up. You see a beautiful bar where you can take boats and dock there. And
so it's really bringing back quality of life, residential and development asset as opposed to an industrial asset.
Right. And I think that's why it's attracting bipartisan support. It's one of the few things in Washington that Democrats and Republicans can agree on now is that this money is really crucial to the Great Lakes.
What is the scale of the Great Lakes? Remind us again. I mean, this is a huge, huge system of fresh water.
Yeah, exactly. There are 30 million people around the lake. So it's about a tenth of the United States population. For the water itself as a resource, it's 20% of the world's fresh water. And when you think about the future, you know, if water becomes really a scarce resource in this country and around the world, the lakes are going to be more and more important.
What's the consensus among political leaders around this region regarding the cleanup and the maintenance of the federal support for restoration? And what do they tell you?
I mean, I think they're very confident that they can restore some of the money in Congress. Again, losing $300 million a year for over several years is a big haul to get that back. So in the Buffalo region, for example, there's a congressman, Brian Higgins, in the city who's a Democrat, very supportive of it. There's a congressman in the suburbs, a Republican, Chris Collins, also very supportive of it. And that's very unusual to see them on the same page of an issue.
Lena Pollack, who's the U.S. chair of the International Joint Commission, this is the institution which regulates the whole regional water system. Pollack says that we run the risk of losing the progress that's been made even in the last few years.
Old, historic, highly contaminated areas that take millions of dollars to clean up after the fact. And in truth, they were identified back in the late 80s, and very little had been done between then and the more recent years, and the last 3 years have seen good progress. There's still probably about 80% of the work to be done in the next couple of decades. It takes a long time once you've messed something up to unmess it.
80% of the work that needs to be done. Here's Jill Jedlicka, who's executive director of the Buffalo Niagara Riverkeeper, who really sort of states what the principle is here and what people are hoping continues.
Ultimately, we need to connect people to water emotionally, physically, all these other components, teaching our youth about understanding the water science, understanding how our systems work. They are the stewards of the future. And if we don't invest in them now, we're gonna have challenges moving forward.
That really doesn't sound like the rhetoric coming out of Washington right now. Do they get it on Capitol Hill, as far as you can tell, reporting this?
I think the region's representatives get it. The senators and the congressmen from this region, they certainly get it. The question is, can they transfer that feeling to the other members of Congress? I mean, it's a big block of representatives from this region because it's a big part of the country. But will they be able to horse trade or, you know, make everyone aware that this is such a big problem? And one of the issues is, I think if you're not from the Great Lakes, you don't really understand the Great Lakes. I mean, I came here from Baltimore, and I can tell you people down there have no idea how big and how important and how beautiful it is as a region. So I think the folks in Washington have some convincing to do.
All right. Dave Rosenthal is managing editor of Great Lakes Today. Dave, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.